and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning. This is Pastor Tim of isawthelightministries.com, and this is today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom. Today, I need to talk with you about a very urgent situation in the Middle East. Most of you have probably not heard this news, but there was a meeting on February the 10th and 11th of this year, 2016, where NATO and the United States made the decision and the announcement that they will lead a multinational ground force to invade Syria. NATO and the United States announced on February the 11th that they will lead a multinational ground force, includes Saudi Arabia, Jordan and Turkey, Egypt and other nations, to invade Syria and remove Assad. Now, they did not use the word invade, and they did not claim that it's going to be to remove Assad. They said that they are going in rather than using the word invade, but if it's hundreds of thousands of troops, which they said it will be, hundreds of thousands of ground troops, is that not an invasion? And they said that it will be to defeat ISIS. But they have also said repeatedly that they cannot defeat ISIS without removing Assad. In fact, Saudi Arabia came out the same day and said it right out in plain words that the goal is to remove Assad from power. And then they repeated it on the 15th, or 14th rather, 3 days later, that they will remove Assad. So now Turkey and Saudi Arabia are actually pretty much right up front about what they want to do. They want to remove Assad from power. So does NATO, the United Nations. So do everybody. All the nations want to remove Assad from power, except for the Syrian people themselves, and except for Russia, China, and Iran. Russia and China and Iran is supporting Assad. And Russia, China, and Iran has said repeatedly, on record, in public, that they will defend Assad, even with nuclear weapons, even to the point of World War III. They have said that repeatedly and publicly. So here you have NATO, the United States, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia saying we've got 20 plus, maybe over 30 nations that are ready to gather together between 150,000 to 350,000 ground troops. Not just an air war, but hundreds of thousands of ground troops to enter Syria, to defeat ISIS, and to remove Assad. Now, you may think that's a good thing. That sounds good to remove Assad. He is an extremely wicked man. He has torture chambers throughout Syria where people are tortured, and they are trying to force people to say that Assad is God above all gods. In fact, people inside Syria are being beheaded, tortured and beheaded, for refusing to say that Assad is God above all gods. And I even have a video on the ministry website, isawthelightministries.com, where you can see some of this with your own eyes in a video on the website of people worshiping Assad as God and trying to force others to say that he is God even above Allah. The scriptures proclaim that the son of perdition, the one that you've been taught to call the Antichrist, but the Bible doesn't call him the Antichrist. The Bible calls him the son of perdition, the man of lawlessness, the man of sin. But that one that you call the Antichrist, he is the president of Syria. And the Bible calls him the Assyrian. It doesn't call him the Roman or the Jew or the European or anything else. It calls him the Assyrian. And it says in the scriptures that he will exalt himself above God and above everything called God. And the people of Syria support Assad. The majority of the people in Syria support Assad. But the rebels, those people, the insurgents from Turkey and Saudi Arabia, Israel, France, and the United States, and around the world, those insurgents that they call the rebels, they are the ones that don't like Assad and are forcing people to say that he is God above all gods. And his army, his own army, is forcing people to say that he is God above all gods. He is an evil man, absolutely. Well, not man. Son of Satan. Son of perdition. Son of destruction. The seed of the devil. A fallen angel. Nephilim. Probably half man and half demon. As they were before the flood. When the angels of God, but fallen angels of God, those that were rebellious against God, multiplied with the seed of man through women. Many of them were wiped out in the flood, but not all of them. And the Bible predicts in the book of Daniel that these Nephilim, the half-breed of human and fallen angels, will be prevalent in the end time kingdom of the eighth king of the book of Revelation. I'm covering a lot of territory today, but let's get to the point. What is going to happen with this Saudi Arabian ground force? Actually, multinational ground force. Well, they are going to go into Syria, fight ISIS and fight Assad. But they would not be able to remove Assad from power because he is the son of perdition, the one that you call the Antichrist. And he is appointed by God, by Jesus, to remain in power until Jesus returns after the great tribulation. This is what the Bible says. I encourage you to be watching the news because when they go in there, Russia is going to be very angry and Iran is going to be very angry and Assad in Syria is going to be very angry and it is going to be World War III. Russia said it's going to be World War III. So that's not my opinion. It's not what I think is going to happen. It is what Russia said. Russia said that if those Saudi Arabia comes in there, it will be World War III. Saudi Arabia said that they are not turning back, that they are not changing their mind, that this decision is final, that it will occur. So it's pretty clear it's going to happen. So you're going to have World War III. I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm trying to educate you, alert you to the situation. We are very close approaching the abomination of desolation. I know that you've been taught that there's going to be a temple built in Jerusalem, a third temple, a Jewish temple. But the temple that the Antichrist sits in, claiming to be God, is not on earth. It is in heaven. It says so in Revelation 11, verse 19, that the temple of God is in heaven. It never says that the temple of God is on earth concerning the great tribulation. There's not going to be any Jewish or third temple built before or during the tribulation. It's just not going to happen. That's just something you've been taught by man. But the Bible says that the temple of God is in heaven. And because Hasad is a fallen angel, the devil and his angels are able to go back and forth between heaven and earth. Remember the book of Job, that they're able to go back and forth between heaven and earth. The book of Ezekiel and the book of Isaiah says that the devil at one time did try to take over the seat of God and the throne of God. So Hasad is the son of Satan, a counterfeit of the son of God. The father exalts the son as the son exalts the father, well, so does Satan exalt his son as a anti-Messiah. And Satan is going to give him that power, and God will allow it to have it happen only momentarily to commit the abomination of desolation in the temple of God in heaven, because God will allow that blasphemous event to occur. And then Satan and his son and all the fallen angels will be cast down out of heaven upon the earth with great wrath, and they will go to persecute the church of God and to martyr the church of God. There is not going to be any pre-trib rapture. That is a fairy tale that you've been taught by man. I encourage you to start reading the Bible, and as you read the Bible, stop interjecting into it what man has taught you to interject into it. Just read the Bible, and your eyes will come open that these events are occurring or about to occur and will occur, and the saints of God will be persecuted and martyred by the Muslims here in the United States. When they see Assad on the Temple Mount claiming to be God, and when they see Jerusalem invaded at the Gog and Magog War, the Muslims around America and around the world will rise in great persecution to martyr the saints of God, unfortunately. But it is what is ordained as written in the Holy Word of God. It is written in your Bible, check it out, about how the son of perdition will be given power over the saints of God to wage war against the saints of God and to overcome them. It's in your Bible. Fear not, but be alert, be awake, read your Bible, and understand what's going on in the news today. It is at the door. Please visit the website isawthelightministries.com and join me next week and every week for this gospel of the kingdom. In Jesus' name. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's isawthelightministries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.